This week, thousands of people will lay down blankets in Boston Common and watch a production of Shakespeare's The Tempest. It stars John Douglas Thompson, a black actor whose success on the stage stands out in the theater world, particularly a world where Shakespeare's roles are more often played by white actors. Jeremy Goodwin of St. Louis Public Radio looks at whether the Bard's work pushes artists of color offstage.
John Douglas Thompson plays the magician Prospero. Here he is in a workshop version of The Tempest, Commonwealth Shakespeare Company streamed on YouTube last year. Prospero is saying he's so powerful he can wake the dead.
Graves, at my command, have waked their sleepers, oped, and led them forth by my so potent art.
Thompson has played many of the biggest Shakespeare roles to great acclaim, as have many black artists before him, from Ira Aldridge in the 19th century through to Paul Robeson, James Earl Jones. But their experiences are not typical. White Shakespeare scholars have a mantra. Shakespeare is universal. He's for everybody. Well, not so fast.
There is still the sort of pervasive understanding of Shakespeare as implicitly white.
That's Patricia Akimi, a black Shakespeare scholar at Rutgers University.
Unless someone is explicitly named as different, that everyone and everything in the plays are white. That still is alienating. It certainly was for me.
She says there's been a movement since the 90s to cast more black actors in Shakespeare, but not often enough as the lead. Sure, there's Othello, but an actor of color is still more likely to be cast as Hamlet's friend Horatio than the prince himself. That affects who shows up to see the plays. Sherry Young founded the African-American Shakespeare Company in San Francisco 27 years ago, after she got tired of going to see Shakespeare and being the only black person in the audience.
If you see all these white people performing it and there's no black people in it, and then you don't get it, and everyone else seems to be laughing in the theater, it's like, what are they? I didn't see anything to laugh at. Well, that just wasn't for me, so I'm just going to leave.
I was just getting tired of hearing that dominant narrative of, we don't belong, this is not for us, we're not valued in this work.
That's John Douglas Thompson, the actor.
I just wasn't going to accept someone telling me that I didn't belong here. That was impossible. I refuse to listen to that. It makes no sense. I belong here.
Shakespeare is the most produced playwright in this country every year. No one else is close. So that's a lot of space being taken up in American theater, where many black audience members still don't feel welcome, and where black artists are too rarely in charge. The whole Shakespeare industrial complex needs a racial reckoning, according to Arthur Little, who teaches at UCLA. He says many scholars prefer what he calls a lobotomized view of Shakespeare, one where his work doesn't deal with matters of race, but is also held up as the pinnacle of white culture.
What Shakespeare gets used as is this figure who proves, for some, this moment of an innocent white supremacy. And that, I would argue, is very, very dangerous.
Yet Shakespeare plays open up all sorts of new dimensions when diverse groups of artists get involved and aren't pressured to conform to a Eurocentric style. Take the Afrofuturist production of King Lear, St. Louis Shakespeare Festival performed this summer. Composer David Molina based his work on the electronic music of Uganda and Kenya. Almost all the artists are people of color, most of them black. It's set in North Africa. And in this production, when a French nobleman wants to marry Lear's daughter to get her big inheritance, it brings to mind European colonial powers exploiting Africa. Director Carl Cofield.
It might sound different because you're not used to seeing an actor of color be a Hamlet, be a King Lear, be a Falstaff. But if you stay with it and use your imagination, you might have a richer experience. It might be a different experience, but it's an experience that I hope will make you think about the work in a new way.
Over at African American Shakespeare Company in San Francisco, Sherry Young once said A Midsummer Night's Dream in Trinidad and Tobago during Carnival. The setting meshed well with a play about magical charms and everybody assuming new identities for a night. John Douglas Thompson says he knows many African-American actors haven't had the same opportunities he's had yet.
Part of my journey was, okay, I'm going to cut this path for myself so that other people out there can see me doing it. Other people who look like me, who might want to do it, but don't have the impetus because they haven't seen themselves reflected. I will be that reflection for them.
If Shakespeare's work is truly going to be a universal resource in American theater, open to all, it'll be because more artists of color get the chance to interpret the Bard in their own way. For NPR News, I'm Jeremy Goodwin in St. Louis.